Okay, 871, please.
Request of Diane McMahon to address council regarding homeless and street kids.
Ms. McMahon, come on up.
Thank you.
Morning.
You've answered a lot of my questions already, but I'm still going to go ahead. I appreciate the time you're giving me to address my concerns about issues that affect me, my staff, my 1,000-plus tenants, and their clients and customers that do business in downtown Portland. I've managed the 1,000 Broadway building located across the street from the Portland Center for the Performing Arts, the Schnitz, the Heathman, and the Hilton Hotel since April of 2012. Excuse me. We are located at ground zero, if you will, of the entertainment theater area of Portland. Hundreds of thousands of tourists walk these sidewalks, eat at the local restaurants, stay at the hotels, and spend lots of money. We would like their stay to be both enjoyable and safe. Unfortunately, that isn't always the case. Since 2012, we've seen an increase in loitering, vandalism, and the use and sale of drugs among young people. In our building, we have had homeless people wander into the stairwell, lay out their bedroll for the night before our security team finds them, rouse them back onto the street, only to sleep somewhere else nearby. Historically, the homeless have not been our main problem. We've asked them to leave, and they do so peacefully. The younger generation, generally between the ages of 15 to 30, are a major source of trouble. Our attached parking garage is predominantly used by tenants and their guests during the day and opens to the public in the evenings and on weekends. Given the design of the building, it's easy for anyone to go to the garage and access the stairwell. There they carry out drug deals, shoot up, defecate on the premises, engage in breaking and entering of parked automobiles, theft of belongings, and so forth. While we have 24-hour security guards patrolling the property and cameras in strategic locations, we're dealing with savvy, streetwise young criminals, and they're becoming more and more aggressive. We've seen an increase in vandalism, windows shattered, items stolen within seconds, car tops slashed, motorcycles and bicycles stripped or stolen even though they're locked up, and the perpetrators are aware they're being videotaped. But that's not as bad as walking down the stairwell to your car, coming upon a group of young thugs shooting up. Talk about an adrenaline rush. You're trapped in the stairwell, outnumbered, and you don't know how they're going to react. And this isn't a random occurrence. As these incidents begin to escalate, in addition to our regular security staff, my staff of five has set up a schedule to walk the stairwells in pairs. We do this hourly to run off the vandals. It's seemingly in vain, however, as they return the next day because they know nothing's going to happen to them. To give a few examples of the dangerous nature of these young people, an employee of mine was working on a Saturday power washing the sidewalks. She was approached by a group of five who started harassing her and pulled a knife on her. Her two-year-old daughter had just arrived with a friend. Her friend couldn't help her as he was holding her daughter. The assailants ran off. Fortunately, we had a good description of the one wielding the knife, and since we'd encountered him on previous occasions, we knew who he was. In partnership with the bike patrol from Clean and Safe and my staff, we tracked him down and had him arrested about a week later. We filed charges with the DA's office, but I expect him to get a slap on the wrist and be back on the streets, in short order, doing the same thing. Another time, my assistant received a call from security. He was investigating someone in our stairwell. She went with him and found a young man overdosed. They called 911, and they arrived within minutes. He was taken to the hospital, but as far as we know, nothing else happened to him. A free ride to the hospital and the taxpayers most likely paying his medical bills. Since December of 2013, we've added additional security guard to sit in the parking garage elevator lobby since the situation has truly gotten out of control. This is an additional expense to the building and the tenants. Our tenants have been growing more fearful of simply walking to their cars. I've had several meetings with the Portland Police Department, and they've been very helpful. At the same time, their hands are tied. We've held sessions with our tenants and members of the Portland Police, along with our security provider. The questions from the tenants were all the same. What can be done about this? When can I feel safe again? We were advised by the officers to call non-emergency when we had an issue. Our calls would be logged. As the trespassing continued, we called the non-emergency line given to us. Not long after, they're like, why are you calling us? We can only respond when someone's in danger, has a weapon, or has been injured. So we'd call 911, and they'd ask whether the perpetrator was still on site. Of course, the vandal would not be, as the threat would take place very quickly. At other times, we'd find them in trespass and confront them. They'd yell at us, do damage, and run. Whether we've been the squeaky wheel or because we've hired additional security guards or possibly the increased presence of Clean and Safe and the addition of 10 temporary downtown office patrollers, we've seen the street kids migrate from McDonald's on 6th and Main to in front of the Target and Galleria and the new 7-Eleven by Pioneer Square. I recognize these indolents. I've been chasing them out of my building for over 24 months. Relocating these drug-using, selling, vandalizing street urchins is not the answer. We need real solutions to this problem. It's very real, and it's having effect on good people who traffic the area. We need to step up with some good ideas and address the issues. City government, in partnership with us, the city residents must come up with workable solutions. 1000 Broadway pays approximately $1 million annually in property taxes and special assessments in downtown Portland. How are our taxes being employed to provide the surfaces and safety measures we need to keep our city at the forefront of cities across the country? Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will follow up with you as well as with David. Thank you for your presentation this morning.
Thank you.
One suggestion that I have for you, my daughter and I took the women's strength classes several years ago. She works at the downtown Target, often gets out at 10:30 at night, and I don't worry about her because I believe that she knows how to take care of herself. So of course, that's not the only solution, but it's one thing that helped us, because obviously I go here, there, and everywhere at all hours of the day and night as well. And it's a great program that can restore that sense of safety, because as you say, the statistics show that, in fact, crime is going down, but the worry is part of what we need to help combat, too. So I would encourage you to have your female employees sign up for that.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.